My dear Christian friends, as we hear today's Holy Gospel, our only reaction can be, what a shepherd. Jesus is the good shepherd. He knows his own, and his own know him. He calls his sheep by name. What a comfort. You aren't just an anonymous shepherd after all, a registration number to the shepherd. He calls you by name. He cares for you so much that he counts the very hairs of your head. How comforting this is in an age when computers often seem to know our names better and more accurately than those with whom we live and work. You do count in the eyes of Jesus, the one who counts the most of all. He calls you by name. In baptism he calls you. And why does he call you? Are the water and word of baptism a stern lecture, a spanking for swearing? No, he calls you in baptism to lead you out. He leads you out of bondage to devil, hell, death, and sin, to bring you to good and safe grazing in his pasture. Jesus calls his sheep out for pardon and life, not for condemnation and death. Are you on a field? A yes answer admits that you are a sheep. And you know that isn't very flattering to be called a sheep, for sheep are not the strongest and the most intelligent of animals. They stray. They nibble themselves into trouble. They need constant watching and care. Sheep are not as strong as the galloping horses of last week. Are you a frail, straying sheep? That's hard to confess. It's not easy to acknowledge our weakness, our inability. We want to take care of ourselves. We want to be independent. Ah, there's the rub. A sheep isn't independent. He leans completely on the shepherd. Are you humble to admit that you are a frail sheep in constant need of your divine shepherd's care? Are you lost without him? Or are you like the little child who fights his father's assisting hand because he thinks he's old enough to walk down those steps alone? And you know what happens? He usually takes a painful tumble. Even so, we often tumble down the steps of misfortune and suffer severe bruises because we fight the Father's guiding, assisting hand as we say, God, give me room, let me make my own decisions, stay away for a while, don't bother me too much, and he does. And we stumble down the steps of sin and suffering. This we must always remember. God the shepherd loves and cares only for sheep. And if you think and live like you're on the sheep, like you're your own shepherd, then obviously you cannot shepherd you. The good shepherd is the door for the sheep. A door either lets us in or closes us out. Jesus is our door. He lets us into the fold of heaven and closes us out of the devil's fiery den. Do you know why Jesus is called the only door to the heavenly pasture? Well, one, because he went out of the door of his father's house. He left his father's house and was born in a stable and then lived and died and rose again for our sake and salvation. And he had a door slammed in his face on the cross. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? The Father slammed the door of heaven right into the face of Christ. And Jesus pounded on that door until his nipples were bloody red and raw. No answer. Christ alone was in the fire and the God-forsakenness of hell for us. He endured that torture so that your blessing would be his heavenly pasture. And he went through a door, the door of death on Good Friday. And he came out of the door of death on Easter. And by going through that door and coming out again, he has become your door to the heavenly pasture. The good shepherd works for nothing. He's not a hard-handed Savior. He wants to slap the cash for what keeps mean to him by way of financial security. He doesn't say, I'm so glad these sheep exist, because if they didn't, I wouldn't have a job. The good shepherd works for the sheep, not for cash. He works not for what he gets out of them, but for what he can give them. Well, if that's true, then we know our shepherd will never abandon us. No matter how frail and foolish we are, how little of love and obedience we give him in return for his shepherding, he won't leave us, because he's not working for us for what he can get out of us, for what we can promise to be for him. He's working for us because he loves us. And we need him. Not even the devil wolf can frighten or drive him away. And the good shepherd is the sheep with us. Therefore, he knows from personal, painful experience how hard it is to be a good sheep, how easy it is to be a black sheep. Fellow sheep, your shepherd understands your strain, your burden, your frailty. The good shepherd is alone. He talks of laying down his life for the sheep. Instead of his beating the sheep for their sins, the good shepherd beats himself. It happened when he died the death of the cross for the pardon and salvation of his straying sheep. He became the lamb led to the slaughterhouse of the cross, where his life was taken so that his sheep might have theirs eternally. He became the good shepherd because of good Friday. And the good shepherd took the life that he laid down in his. That's why he's dead, in a cross by himself. On Easter, the good shepherd came back to life, and because of it, he's not just talking words here, but the truth when he says, I give my sheep eternal life. No other shepherd can match that promise. The best one can only say, I hope keep my sheep alive. Only the good shepherd can say, I give my sheep life itself and eternal life with that. The good shepherd will never let anyone rob him of his sheep. He promises, no one shall snatch them out of my hand. Not their own frailty and smallness of faith, no disaster, devil, death, or hell, for I, the guarding shepherd, and greater than all of these. My friends, it is this good shepherd whom we New Testament sheep have in mind when we confess and sing, the Lord my shepherd. The Lord who lived, died, rose, ascended, rules, and will return for me and my salvation. This shepherd's voice we hear in the spoken word. I die for you. And in the visible world, do this to remember me. And the sheep follow the shepherd. This means we go where he has gone and do what he has done. He went to a cross. So must you. There is a daily crucifixion, a daily death to sin. Remember your baptism. The old man is under the water. It's hard to keep him down there, but in the power of God in your baptism, every day is Friday. Good Friday. There is a daily death to sin. And he came out of the grave. So must you. Daily we rise to righteousness. Every day is Easter day. We're just living up to that first one in our baptism. The final Easter is the final day. Then will be the final rising to eternal righteousness. In the meantime, we follow Christ, submitting ourselves to the shepherd's leading. We pray as we begin. What a shepherd. Amen. We are.